Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, and this I'm trying to stall because my date's not up. It's September 28th, Danny.
Yep, Rent is due in three days.
You look like you're still half asleep, are you?
No, I like had a very emotional night, so I'm tired.
Really?
Yeah, every time I cry the night before, I just look exhausted the next day. So that's all that's going on here.
Oh, did you get some sleep, though?
I went to bed at like 11:30.
Okay, good.
Woke up at like 7.
So this related like to the post you put up last night and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a long ass post.
Yeah, I was very much upset and venting. So that was that.
Because people were passing you up for roles and stuff.
Yeah, I just feel like, what am I even doing here anymore?
Yeah.
You know? But let's not talk about me today.
Okay, we'll not talk about you today. What can I say?
Because you know I can go on for like 2 hours about myself.
That's true. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by our guest. We're going to talk about relevant things and get a little serious and stuff. But that's okay. Sometimes we need to go that direction. And, you know, you can take a nap or something. So today's Friday. I'm definitely getting ready for the weekend. I just realized it's actually going to be a free weekend for me, so I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I have no plans this weekend either.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I know, and it's so beautiful outside. You know, we really have to figure out what to do. But I just came back from a vacation. How do I justify another one? Even for 2 days.
I know. Well, it doesn't make sense to drive 6 hours for 2 days if that's what you're planning on doing.
No. Where?
Well, I'm just saying, you like to like go to like, I don't
no,
know.
No, I do, but
San
not
Diego
days,
and beyond.
2 days. I haven't been to San Diego since you started here. What are you talking about? It's not San Diego.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
been to Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona's
far too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's why.
But
I'm
I mean,
not
you could go to like Venice
days.
Beach for a day, maybe.
I'm tired of Venice. I'm tired of everything.
Well,
here,
I'm just
really.
Trying to throw some options out for you.
I know. Thank you. But I've already thought about all these things.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend either.
My
friend from Boston is in town, so I'll probably like get dinner with him or something.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you're being visited by a friend.
No, he's here for a wedding.
Oh,
he's
okay.
not here to see me.
Oh,
let's not get this twisted up into something. It's not.
Let's try to be honest about it.
Yeah. No, quick dinner. How you doing? Pay the bill. Goodbye.
Well, you know how to do it. Let me tell you, you've had long enough to learn.
Yeah, def not. He's a good guy, but he smokes cigarettes, and I'm just not like I'm not with that shit.
Yeah, I know.
If he didn't smoke cigarettes, maybe I'd be like, oh, you got potential. I mean, he has a good job. He's got money.
Right.
But like you smoke.
Yeah, and you don't like it.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I don't
Sam.
Blame you. No, I don't blame you.
I can't be with someone who smokes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I get you. No problem with that, you know. It can be offensive to people and stuff, and it's his loss, I guess, if he smokes and you passed up on him.
No, he actually has never hit on me.
Oh, okay, good.
So all that's right, cool. So, he's literally just a friend.
So no worries there.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't have to worry about creepiness, I hope.
Yeah. Do you find that platonic relationships work and stay platonic, or do you think there's always one person?
Between men
like
and women?
To, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have, I would say, like, three guy friends where,
right.
I mean, I would say they've tried at least once, but once we had the conversation that this is never happening, it was like,
we're good
to go.
That's
like,
the way it is.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. But I feel like if a guy is really in love with you and you're his friend, I don't know if like they'd be able to like suffer for the rest of their life, like watching you date other men and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was in love with one of my best guy friends and he ended up falling in love, I don't know how I would handle that.
Right.
But I've never been in love with one of my best guys.
Right. That's why, many of these relationships don't last because one side wants to have more.
Right.
You know, and the other side may not.
In high school, I met this guy, Nick, and he was like this Italian guy and he had a girlfriend in high school. But we got assigned to one English project together and we ended up hooking up and the whole school found out, so I was like enemy number one. But we ended up staying friends all throughout high school, and he came to the same college as me, so for 8 years it was like he was my best friend, but randomly sometimes we would like have sleepovers with sex and then sleepovers without sex.
Right.
But then he had feelings for me at one point and I was like, nah, never happening. Like, let's not ruin it. And then the roles reversed and then I had feelings for him. And he was like, nah, like, don't ruin it. And then we went out together and we got into a fight. And that was the last time I saw him.
Really?
8 years of friendship down the drain over some That's misunderstandings terrible. On feelings.
That's terrible.
So I just don't think I would cross that line again with a friend.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. It's not worth it, really. I mean, to me, you know, I've got an experience where I had to, I really lost a friend because of that, you know, and stuff.
And then you, like, regret it because you could have, if you took the sex out of the situation and you just kept, like, the emotional stuff, you probably would have been great friends.
Right.
Which is, for most relationships, if you think about it.
Right.
Like, if I never hooked up with that guy, he'd still be in my life for sure.
Yeah.
But because we hooked up, now he's...
Exactly. Changes everything. Changes the dynamics of the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know?
110%.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, well, what can you do, you know? So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on. I wanted to bring this up. Did you hear about this freak accident at Jack in the Box? This man pulled up with his car to pick up his food, parked it sort of at an angle so he can come out and get his food, right? Kind of open
the
door.
Wait, was it the drive-thru?
Yeah, the drive-thru.
Okay.
So he opens his door and his car starts backing up and he gets pinned against a tree and dies. You know?
That is the most bizarre story
right?
I've
Isn't
ever
that
heard.
Freakish?
And why do you have to... The point of the drive-thru is you don't have to get out of the car.
Right, but some people don't park close enough, so they probably have to open the door.
Oh, no, I'll stick my head out
and
the window.
And he didn't put the car in park or something.
That's horrible.
Right?
What a devastating
and
story.
And it's so easy to do when you don't really think, you know? I mean, you just come out of the car, you let the brake go, you don't put it on park.
Do you know how many times I've done that?
Really?
Like in the Rouse parking lot, I'll get out of my car while it's still in drive. I'm like, oh, my God!
You know, the newer cars have a safety.
Yeah. Hold on. You see, he said he only wants to talk about his stuff. Now he wants to talk about everything. We'll bring him on in just a second. We'll talk about a lot of things. But no, the thing is that it what happened to me last night, actually, I parked at a public lot. I went to eat. I come back, and my window was open. I left my front, the driver's side window, totally open.
Yeah, not a good
I mean,
luck.
I was surprised nobody stole anything,
right.
You know?
How long were you gone for?
Half an hour, 45 minutes.
Which is plenty of time for something to go down.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it's a covered parking, and maybe people don't just walk around for the cars, you know? But it was crazy, you know? Sometimes, you know, a couple times I would, like, park my car, try to lock it, and it doesn't lock, right?
Right.
And I don't know what the hell's going on. Then I come back, I see I left it running.
Right.
You know? So it just it works out that way, you know? And then he just got her special delivery of coffee in the morning. I'm telling you, you sure know people. You have connections.
She takes good care of me.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what happened there. Of course, a lot of news in Capitol Hill and stuff, but we'll leave that for the pundits and the politicians and all the other TV
I did
stations.
Watch some of the clips, though.
Yeah?
He creeps me out.
Really?
Yeah, he definitely gives me rapey vibes, so.
Okay.
I hate to say that, but.
So maybe that's good enough to.
But I do like the fact that he was like, I liked beer in high school, and I still like beer. I was like, that's probably not.
Yeah.
That's probably not the best thing you should say while you're like. But I mean, it's true. Like, was he in a fraternity? Did this happen at a frat house?
I don't know. No, but this was in high school.
No, I know it was in high school. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so it wasn't college.
No.
So it was a high school party where the parents were out of town and everybody went and got their older brother to buy them liquor.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, it's complicated, but it's split right in the middle.
But it's so funny because all the news blogs that I follow, they all posted his clips, and not a single one of them posted a thing that she said. Mm. I'm like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means, but I'm like, because I don't know the whole case from beginning to end. I just know it because you brought it up yesterday.
Well, nobody really knows. Yeah. Really, nobody knows what happened. You
so
know?
I would think that these blogs would show both sides of the argument, but they were only showing his. And I don't know if they were doing that to rag on him because all the captions and stuff were like ripping him to shreds.
Right. That's pretty much what it was. And it's a partisan thing. It's a political
But he's not going to go to jail. He's just not going to have an option to go to.
Well, if he lied, he probably might.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's a felony to lie in front of Congress. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I wasn't there. And I just, what I'm seeing is political split, the political fight, one side fighting against the other. Nobody's listening to the other side. So the usual stuff.
So why don't they just like pick somebody else to go in the Senate then instead of doing this hearing? Like, why go through all this lengths for one man? I'm sure there's somebody that can replace him that is just equally as qualified.
But don't you think the Democrats are going to start try and stop everybody because they're all a threat?
Yeah, but they can't throw rape allegations at every single person.
Well, we'll see. They'll find different allegations. I'm sure they're not going to make it easy. They said they wouldn't. So anyway, but this is the politics, the extent of our politics for today. We're going to bring in our guest right now. We're joined by Mr. Jerry Kane. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Good morning.
Get close to the mic so we can hear you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Jerry is a friend of the station. He comes here occasionally with Karen, right?
Correct.
And your wife. And I thought you were going to bring her in today. What happened? Is she busy?
Yeah, she's busy.
Yeah. Okay, well,
but next time
we understand that. She likes to come here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So you guys been on Ilona's show several times.
Correct.
And so you have law offices. You're an attorney?
That is correct.
Okay. And what do you specialize in?
Well, you know, we specialize in, you know, estate planning, trying to prevent things like what happened with Aretha Franklin, you know, where she passed away, believe it or not, without an estate plan. And, you know, it's going to be a mess for her four kids, you know, the lawyer.
What happens when that happens?
Well, it's going to end up, it's in court in Michigan. You know, there's probably going to be some fights and some contests going on and things like
that. Between the family, right? Like, it just rips the family to shreds.
Yeah, and I just found out Clarence, one of her kids, has special needs. And so last time on a Lona segment, we talked all about special needs planning. But we're getting a little bit off topic. So we do that. And
it's okay. On this show, you can get off topic.
Yeah, 110%. Yeah.
Yeah. But we do that. And, you know, basically what we try to do on the, you know, is help seniors, you know, eliminate the confusion that's out there on how to qualify for government benefits, how do they protect their assets,
right,
their health care and savings. And, you know, we've been, you know, basically the complete estate planning and elder care resource center for about the past 25 years.
That's very cool. So you help people plan for the future, pretty much.
Correct.
Be prepared for unexpected things, events, things like that.
You know, now, help them avoid the costs of long-term care, which you know, can be quite devastating, you know, the cost of long-term care.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, can you imagine, look, imagine this for a moment. Your mom gets really ill, right? And she needs assistance, like every day, to go to the bathroom, do this, do that. Who does that?
You have to hire somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's what happened with my grandmother.
And if it's, and she lives a long time, then you hire somebody for a long time.
Yeah.
Cost of that can be $25 an hour. You know,
it really costs a lot. We have
$5,000 to $25,000 a month, depending if you need 24-hour care.
Yeah, we're spending about $5,000 on my mom just for the lady that lives with her.
Yeah, and if you need skilled care, it's going to cost you about $120,000 a year.
Right. Now, let me ask you this: if somebody doesn't have that kind of money, what happens? They just throw them in a home or something?
Well,
yeah, but homes cost money too.
Right.
Yeah.
But Liz.
Well, you know, for those people who are completely impoverished without assets, they'll end up in a skilled nursing facility, and basically Medi-Cal will pay for them. And at that point, you know, skilled nursing facilities aren't the nicest facilities. And a lot of the planning we do is to try to help people figure out how to not go broke in a long-term care facility, in a skilled nursing facility. Especially if you're married, you know, that happens a lot of times, and your wife or husband, you know, you burn through all the assets and you leave them completely without any money to take care of themselves. And they end up with the exact same fate with no way of taking care of themselves.
Right. So what do? You like create take out insurance and things like that? Or how does that work exactly?
You know, we tell everybody that, you know, get long-term care insurance. A lot of times when people come to us, you know, they're, you know, we're dealing with the kids who have aging parents, you know, they're in their 70s, and a lot of times they weren't intelligent enough to, or just felt they couldn't afford it to be able to get long-term care insurance.
Right.
And but now
they
it's
are
too
kind
late.
Of expensive. Like, I feel like life insurance, too, is kind of expensive.
Yeah, unless you do it early on in your life.
Yeah,
right?
I should start doing that now.
Yeah.
Now is the time to
Let's
do it.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
No, $40
really
a month.
You think about it. You know, it's like, I know when I was your age and stuff, you think, who thinks about this stuff now? It's
There's a lot of people my age thinking about it. Like, right, even younger, like in their 20s. Because I remember in college, we used to have this conversation. My girlfriend, Christy, had life insurance already. She had this. Right. She had a retirement set up. And I go, dude, you're 23. You're 23.
Yeah, but that's the time to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
And she's straight. She paid off all her student loans. Wow. She got life insurance. She got health insurance.
You know, it's never too early to think about it because, you know, unfortunately, it's terrible to think about, but anybody can join the disability community at any point and need round-the-clock care.
And we don't think about that, man. It's so scary, you know?
It is.
Yeah. That's why you have Jerry Kane on your side, and he helps you with that. Now, so someone comes to you, they go, okay, what can I do now? What do I do to plan for long-term care?
Well, a lot of times what we're doing is we're trying to protect their assets and put them into specialized vehicles that allow us to protect the assets and at the same time qualify for various government benefits. And you know, thanks for having us today on this show, because one of the things we really want to talk about is, you know, a certain benefit called VA pension for veterans and surviving spouses, where they can get over $25,000 a year in tax-free benefits. And a lot of people don't know about it. And a lot of people still don't know that the rules are changing on October 18th, that you've got to take action today, because after October 18th, you know, it's going to be much more difficult to qualify for benefits. You may have to wait up to 3 years. And, you know, if you try to do this without our help, you may end up with a 5-year penalty, which means a period of time of 5 years where you cannot apply and qualify for these benefits.
Really?
And,
why did they do that then?
Well, they were trying to make the rules more in line with Medi-Cal, and they were also at the same time, you know, there's a lot of changes in the rules. One of the biggest reasons this came about is because what a lot of individuals were doing, you have to be, you know, accredited with the VA, which we are, and there's a lot of individuals who are accredited, and what they would do is they would say, okay, shift your assets into an annuity, because that's a vehicle that, you know, would allow you to qualify for benefits, because now all you have is an income stream. So they were trying to eliminate that. So under the new rules, you can't just take your assets and put them into an annuity, because they wanted to get rid of the so-called pension poachers, as they put it in the proposed regulations.
Gotcha.
So that's basically, I think, what was the impetus for all these changes, that they were just tightening up the rules. And yeah, there's a lot to
it. So veterans do have special resources for help out there?
They do.
They do, right? Mm-hmm. So they get benefits. So it's not like veterans just come back and we forget about them. There are programs in place by the government to help those people, right?
Yeah, this benefit is called pension, and it's for veterans and surviving spouses of veterans, that basically you can get a little over $2,000 a month in tax-free benefits for the rest of your life.
Wow.
And, you know, veterans over 65 who served during a wartime period can qualify, and their surviving spouses.
How old do they have to be, did you say?
Generally over 65.
Over 65, okay.
But the important thing is right now to call us. Don't worry about, you know, if you're not certain if you qualify, if you have too much assets. We'll walk you through what you need to do. There's no cost to talk to you on the phone to talk about it. And you can give us a call at 818-905-6088. And again, you know, I'll keep repeating it over and over, because after October 18th, it may be too late for many of you out there. If you're a veteran or surviving spouse, or if you care for a veteran, tell them, give us a call now.
I think it's just ridiculous that there's a time limit for veterans. There should never be a date where it's going to be difficult for you to get help, since you helped the country. That's just insanity to me.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Hey, you just went to war, got your leg blown off, can't hear, have post-traumatic stress disorder. for the rest of your life. But hey, after October 18th, it's going to be hard for you to get benefits.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so if you guys are in that position, if you have aging parents or you are, this is a time to do this. It's, you know, I mean, I'm 58. I'm already thinking, shoot, there's a lot I should have done beforehand. But, you know, I guess it's never too late, but you never know. Jerry, what's your website if people want to get more information?
ESTplan.com. Like estate plan, but ESTplan.com is the website.
And you're out here in L.A., right? You're located where?
I'm in Encino.
In Encino, okay.
Right next to Encino Hospital.
But obviously people don't have to be here to get your help. They can call from anywhere.
Not only can they call from anywhere within California, but the VA benefits specifically are federal. So we've helped people in every state across the country qualify for veterans benefits. So if you're listening to this and you happen to be in Kansas or Texas or anywhere in the United States and you just want to know what do you need to do before October 18th, give us a call. We'll walk you through it, and you know, we may be able even to help you apply and qualify for benefits.
Right. And now what can people expect? You don't have to be specific, but what can people expect as far as your composition and everything? Where does that come out of? Does it come out of the benefits, or how does that work?
Well, you know, typically, you know, we'll charge a small consultation fee.
Okay.
And what we do is we charge for the planning, the legal planning.
Right.
Some people don't need any planning. Some people need various degrees of planning. But remember, no matter what we charge, you're getting $25,000 a year in tax-free benefits.
That's
so
true.
You know, if you look at it as a return on investment, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. We charge $5,000, you're getting $25,000 a year for the rest of your life. You know, it's
true.
You know, what's there to think about?
So after October 18th, what happens exactly? People won't be able to do it at all, or does it take longer, or how does it work?
Well, just said it could take up to 3 years to get benefits.
Yeah.
Okay.
After, you know, basically after October 18th, as I mentioned, it could, you know, there'll be a 3-year window that the VA will look at what you did.
Right.
And if you gave away assets, there could be up to a 5-year penalty. Now, there will still be some planning that we can do. It just won't be immediate. So let me give you an example. Today, let's say you have assets. You could take those assets, give them to a son or a daughter, which we don't recommend doing. We usually put them into a special trust because it's safer.
Yeah.
But you can do that, and you can apply for benefits tomorrow and qualify. After October 18th, you can't do that.
Mm.
There will be to a 5-year penalty, which means you'll have to wait up to 5 years if you do that. Especially if you don't have our help and assistance.
Wow. So it is pretty urgent.
Yeah, very urgent.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested, Jerry or Gerald Kane with a G, and the website is estplan.com. You can learn more information on it. The phone number is 818-905-6088. Now, when you talk about, like, protect assets and stuff, what do people usually have? Mostly real estate, would you say? Do people just have cash that they want to in the bank or something?
You know, it varies. You know, people have, you know, all kinds of assets. They'll have cash. They'll have real estate.
So when you say to protect the assets, what does that mean?
That means to, you know, basically make sure that all the assets are protected such that if you need to qualify for government benefits, you can tomorrow.
Okay.
That you don't have to blow through your entire life savings to qualify for Medi-Cal if you need to get onto Medi-Cal.
I see.
You know, protected from, you know, other issues too, like undue influence or fraud or... But yeah, that's basically what it means. You know, from this standpoint, you know, for the seniors that we're helping, it's doing that. It's trying to, you know, stretch those assets to make them last as long as possible.
Right.
And that way, you have the most options. So if you didn't get the long-term care insurance, which might be some or all of your plan, then you're going to be relying upon various government benefits.
Right.
And without you know, with the planning, you know, it changes people's lives because it gives them more options. They can age in place and dignity in their home if they choose to.
That's true.
Or
that's
in
true.
A really nice assisted living facility.
Yeah. And people have, don't think options. About that until their parents get older, like me, you know, and I'm finally going, wow.
That'll be weird, you know, for me when that happens.
I know. But
like when my parents really start to age, I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So what would you recommend someone young like her in their 30s? How do they start, like, planning for the future? Where do you start?
Well, you know,
you need to work first of all, make some money.
gotta have a job first.
Yeah. Well, you know, from that aspect, I always tell everybody, you know, that estate planning and elder law start at 18, because at 18 you're an adult,
right,
and you can make your own financial and medical decisions. And you know, think about what happens if, you know, all of a sudden, you know, God forbid, something crazy like in Nevada happens and you are incapacitated.
Right.
Who's going to be available to manage your assets? Who's going to be able to have access to those assets? Who's going to be able to make healthcare decisions for you?
Right.
You need to put all this stuff in writing. Otherwise,
it's done for you, huh? And you know, not necessarily the way you would want it to be.
You know, there can be a lot of family squabbles and things like that. Look at the Terry Schiavo case. You know, she didn't have it in writing. And so
who was Terry Schiavo?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Well, Terry Schiavo.
The name is familiar to me, but remind me.
Well, Terry Schiavo basically was an individual who, you know, lost capacity, and she was on life support, and her husband and her parents were arguing about whether
to keep her alive or not.
Not actually to whether she should remain on life support, but whether she should receive nutrition and hydration.
Right.
So she remained on life support, you know. You can imagine that, you know, on feeding tubes and trachs and ventilators and things like that. And if you've seen, probably most of you can picture this or have seen pictures of her. And that's how everybody recognizes her, because she spent over 10 years of her life looking like that.
10 years.
While they argued about it in court, because she never put it in writing.
Wow.
So you know, there can be, you know, a lot of family squabbles and issues that arise if you just don't put your issues in writing. And you know, you want to designate who do you want to make medical decisions for you. You know, 60% of all Americans, they don't have a will.
Right.
90% don't have a healthcare power of attorney and haven't thought about who's going to make medical decisions for them. Who's going to make decisions about, you know, whether.
So people need to be educated about this stuff, you know, because if you leave it till it happens, it's too late.
That's correct.
Well, duh.
Yeah, next month is actually estate planning awareness.
Did I say something obvious?
Next month is estate planning awareness week. I think it's in the middle of October. For this very purpose, to bring to the forefront these issues, because unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, they just don't plan.
I feel like my sister got a will and like life insurance, etc., after she had a child.
Mm-hmm. Probably,
but I still don't.
Yeah,
like we're the same age, we're twins, and I still haven't done any of that. But I felt like she felt the responsibility to like write a will. This is who's taking care of my child if something happens to me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Even if you don't have a lot of money, it's not just about leaving.
Yeah,
money
it's about your
kids,
kid and stuff
right?
too.
Yeah.
I don't know if she did anything about health though. Like if she was like to become a vegetable.
Right.
Right.
See, that's important, right? That's a living will.
You know, yes, that's a living will. But I was also thinking, you know, somebody like your sister, you know, would probably want to consider, again, we're getting, I guess we're talking about a lot of things here. Yeah. We have something called a kids protection plan that we do for parents with minor kids. And basically, you know, most parents and sometimes even most attorneys, they just don't do it right. Because what they do is they'll say, okay, if I'm unable to take care of my child, I want mom or dad to be the long-term guardian or this person. But what happens if they're out of the country or they're unavailable and your kid's at school or home with the babysitter? Well,
right.
The police, they show up. They aren't going to leave your child with a friend or a neighbor because, you know, they don't want to risk the liability of doing that. So what do? They call in Child Protective Services to figure out what to do, and they take your kids into custody.
Right.
So it's important in what
But
we
that's
call
for, like, small families, right?
That's for any family. Anybody who has minor kids.
Yeah, but if whoever wrote whatever you're talking about was like, hey, the grandparents are in charge, but the grandparents are vacationing in Hawaii, they can then call like an uncle or like they always ask, well, who's the next immediate of kin?
Not if it's not in writing. So they, you know, if they can't locate somebody, you're right. If they can locate somebody, maybe there won't be an issue. But the police, they're usually not going to stick around for more than an hour.
Yeah.
They'll just call in child
That's
protective
sickening.
Services to figure out what to do. Yeah. They don't want to leave your child with a friend or a neighbor. So most people don't want their child to end up in child protective services even for a minute. So what we do is we not only name long-term guardians, but we name first responders.
Mm.
That's friends, neighbors, the babysitter, anybody you're comfortable with leaving your child with for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, an hour, 24 hours until the long-term guardians can be located and found. Then we give the parents an emergency ID card they keep in their wallet that has the names and phone numbers of who to contact in case of an emergency.
Right.
So, and everybody knows exactly what to do, specific healthcare information, and we even do a medical power of attorney for the minor child so somebody can make medical decisions for them. We call that our complete kids protection plan.
Mm.
And it's part of any good plan that we do for parents with minor kids.
Right. Hmm. Interesting. So I didn't realize we're like off topic when we talk about these things. You're obviously very specific about what you wanted to talk about. So
no,
go
but
ahead.
That's okay.
No, no go ahead. Tell us some of the things we haven't covered yet that you'd like to talk about, for example. You know, because this show, I mean, look, we have to kill an hour, right? So how much can you talk about veterans benefits, you know?
Yeah,
you tell us about this and then we'll go into other things as well. But I want to make sure you tell us everything you came in to tell us about.
Well, you know, some people think that there's, you know, some reasons why they can't qualify for veterans benefits. There's a lot of misconceptions around the program. You know, for example, they think that, you know, the benefits aren't real, that they can't qualify.
Mm.
So, you know, I had a veteran who came in, he brought his father in and his father's like, nah, this is a scam. We're not going to get benefits. I've heard stories. It could take years, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
His son said, you know what? We're applying for VA benefits, Dad. And I believe in Jerry.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get these benefits. Three months later, he got a check for over $6,000.
Wow.
Because the veterans benefits, most people don't know this, are retroactive.
Oh, so it goes back.
To the date of application.
Ah.
Actually, the first of the month following the date of application. But the sooner you apply, the more you can get.
Right.
So if you can qualify today and we apply next month, it takes 3 months. You get a check for that 3 months all the way back. If it takes 6 months, you get a check for 6 months. So most people think, you know, they're not going to receive these benefits.
Right.
I had another client who he brought his mom in, and he's a hospital administrator. So, you know, he knew us, he trusted us. And his mom, I love this story. His mom, now she gets, the money gets direct deposited into your account, just kind of like Social Security. Every month, she's calling him up
uh-huh.
to tell him, guess what?
The
check's been deposited in my account. She says it's like Christmas for her every month. And that really puts a smile on my face.
Yeah.
The letters that we get, the help that we're doing for veterans. And if I haven't already said this, if you're a veteran or surviving spouse, you know, we thank you for your service and for the service to your country and the service for your family, because, you know, It's a whole family affair many times.
Right. So what I was wondering is, do they, so any veteran qualifies for this, not just specific ones or anything? If you served in the military, you qualify for these benefits, right?
Well, you have to be a wartime veteran for this specific benefit.
I see, okay.
So you had to serve during a wartime period, World War II, Korea, or Vietnam, or even the Gulf War.
Right.
Eventually, those people will qualify because that war was declared but never undeclared.
Right.
Yes, those wartime veterans. And if you're not sure if you served during a wartime period, give us a call. We'll get the records for you, or we can look at your DD-214, for those that don't know what that is, that's the discharge papers that every person who serves in the military receives. So we'll review that DD-214, and we'll tell you on the phone at no charge whether you can pre-qualify or not for benefits.
Oh, so that's interesting. So, but I would kind of feel bad for people that have been in the military and not served in wartime and not being able to qualify for this, you know? So,
I don't make the rules, but...
No, I know. So who makes the payout? What organization is that behind?
Oh, this is the VA, the Veterans Administration.
The VA, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, and, you know, this benefit's actually been around for over a century. And it's amazing. 9 out of 10 people I talk to have never heard of it. It's really shocking how many people don't know about it. You know, I always say it's one of the best kept secrets.
It really is. I mean, there's money there waiting to be plucked.
Yeah, and you deserve it. You earned it. But more importantly, a lot of times, you know, the benefits, you know, a lot of times are used to pay for care at home or, you know, additional care in an assisted living facility. But the VA doesn't really look at what you use the money for. So if you want to use it to improve your quality of life, to pay off your mortgage, to buy your wife a diamond ring, you can do whatever you want with it.
That's great. So it's not like food stamps where you can only get food.
No.
That's true.
But really it just helps, you know, as we mentioned, not become impoverished and not have to spend all your money, your life savings on your care. So, you know, this benefit can be a big part of that for those who can qualify.
Right, right. So, well, you know, I mean, it totally makes sense to think about this. And again, if you're a veteran or someone you know is, have them give Jerry a call. The website is estplan.com for estate planning. And so you do other planning as well, though, right? I mean, obviously, you take care of everything.
And
you're saying even if you don't have a lot of money, you still need to plan.
Everybody needs to plan. Mm. One of the things I forgot to mention, you know, sometimes people think that they can try to qualify for VA benefits on their own.
Right.
There's no requirement that you utilize an attorney to assist you. Right. But as you can already see, you know, the rules are really complicated.
Right. You need
and
someone
navigating the system, getting it done right the first time, it's worth it to have us assist you. And even if you've been told by the VA, some people, you know, the VA, they go to the VA because the VA will apply.
Right.
And if you've been told by the VA that you cannot qualify, that's usually not true, because almost everybody we've seen, we can get them to qualify, even with significant assets or income. Usually we can have them qualify. So even if you've been told by the VA you cannot qualify, come see us. We will get you those benefits.
There you go. And you see, there's money hidden for you, folks.
Yeah.
You got to go out there and get it. Cool.
And the VA doesn't tell you what you need to do to qualify. They'll just flat out say, you don't qualify. And then you assume you go on the rest of your life thinking, well, I don't qualify. I don't get these benefits. Oh, well.
Wow. Very interesting stuff. How did you get into this, Jerry? How long have you been in business?
25 years, a quarter century, 25 years.
Wow. And where did you go to law school?
Laverne Law School.
Oh, out here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
And very cool. So did you know early on this is the aspect of law that you wanted to do when you first went to law school?
No.
You don't plan on doing estate planning and stuff when you start.
Yeah, I actually did. I started off wanting to do estate planning.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed, you know, that class in law school. I, you know, received the best grade in the class. It's called AMJUR. And so I'm like, you know, I like this. I didn't like the gray area of the law so much, you know, where people argue about two sides of things. I like more of the black and white. And so that's why I thought estate planning was so interesting, because of the black and white and tax law and things like that related to it. This specifically, veterans benefits, elder law, Medi-Cal planning, which is also what we do, kind of evolve, because, you know, when I started practicing 25 years ago, I was 27 years old. I had glasses. My name, instead of being Jerry, was Gerald, because, you know, I'm dealing with clients who are much older than me. And as my practice evolved, you know, unfortunately, my clients aged like myself. So I changed my name to Jerry, took off the glasses, and, you know, they started asking questions. How do I protect my assets? How do I qualify for Medi-Cal? How do I get veterans benefits? And, you know, I started off looking into it, referring it to colleagues who did that. And there aren't very many attorneys, even estate planning attorneys, who understand and know elder law.
Right.
Which is this kind of specific planning. So you really have to go to a specialist who is an elder law attorney to do this kind of planning.
Right.
And
lo and behold, Jerry happens to be just the one.
Yeah. And as, you know, I finally realized, you know, my clients aren't getting any younger, either am I. And, you know, with the baby boomers, it's just going to keep growing and growing. There was a huge need for it that I might as well just learn this area.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, that's 15 years ago, I decided to start specializing in elder law.
Very cool, man. And what did you grow up here in LA too? Are you in Angelino?
I am. Well, my parents dragged me out here kicking and screaming when I was 3.
Really?
But, from, you know, where? Basically from Chicago.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So basically I've been here all my life.
Yeah. So you're not really from Chicago.
No.
Do you go there sometimes?
I've been back a few times, not too recently.
Right. Do you have family there or anything left?
Not anymore.
Uncles and aunts, things like that?
No, not anymore. They've all
yeah,
moved.
Yeah, they've all moved. Yeah.
Huh.
Very interesting. Well, that's great. So you're in Encino. Anybody in LA can actually go see Jerry in person, but you don't have to. Go to the website, get some information, get yourself educated, and contact Jerry. I can't see how you can go wrong when there's money out there waiting for you, and all you have to do really is know how to work the system, how to work with it.
Correct.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, in a case you need the number, again, it's 818-905-6088. You know, we're going to be, you know, as far as the VA, we're working diligently to get as many people in so that we can beat this deadline. You know, our calendar is already starting to fill up with people who, you know, basically were on the fence thinking about it. Now they're rushing, trying to get in. So the sooner you call, the better, the more likely we can get you in and that we can help you take action before October 18th.
There you go. Well, this is cool. So we're just going to shoot the breeze for the next few minutes. Do you ever take vacations? Where do you like to go?
Well, you know, recently, let's see, last year for my birthday, we went to, Colorado, went up to the mountains.
Yeah, was that nice?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Really? Where in Colorado?
Gee, I can't
remember. Like Boulder?
I can't remember the city all of a sudden.
Oh.
It's near one of the big ski areas.
Vail?
There's
Boulder. There's also, I know which one. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It's a working ranch that we went to, and it was absolutely amazing.
Really?
You know, we got up early in the morning, and we got to feed the horses and take
and milk the cows
but also some fun things, you know, got to jump onto the snowmobiles and cruise around and take the horses out in the snow.
Yeah, that's nice.
Really,
have you ever
beautiful.
Been on a snowmobile, Danny?
No.
Neither have I. I've
oh,
never
it's
been
so
in,
much fun.
I've rarely been in snow. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I've been in so much snow, but I've never been.
Anything with a motor is fun
yeah.
for me.
And then we did something really cool now
yeah.
that we're talking about it.
Uh-huh.
So my wife surprised me, and we went on, what do you call it, with the dog sleds?
Right.
At midnight.
Uh-huh.
With the moonlight.
Really?
And, you know, went on a little trail. It was so cool.
With actual dogs on it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't
pulling
like that.
Pulling the sleds. Well, you know
I hate
what?
That. It's like I hate seeing horses on carriages, too, and, like, people taking carriage rides in the middle of the city. I'm like, that's not what that horse was made for. Like, ugh.
Yeah. But
my dad and mom sent me a picture on one their anniversary one time, and I said, don't text me.
Well, you know, we're huge animal lovers.
I know. It's not. I guess if they're like in the middle of the woods and they're like slaving them every day. No. I guess I'm like, what's the point of it?
Yeah, they're super well taken care of.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of them. It's not like two dogs.
Yeah, no, it's like reindeer. It's like set up one in the front and then it just kind of like expands.
These dogs love to do this. They love to run. But we have five.
Are they huskies usually?
They were huskies?
They're fluffy,
I'm trying
right?
to remember. They might have been.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. They're so cute.
So you guys have five dogs, did you say?
Five cats.
Five cats.
Oh, five cats.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with one.
Yeah, I'm more of a dog person for sure.
Yeah. But I had one in my house for 4 months. I thought I was going out of my mind.
Oh.
But that's nice of you guys to, I mean, isn't it like doesn't it make a lot of mess though, six cats? You have to keep everything clean all the time.
Well,
right?
You know, that's cats are a lot easier than dogs because you know we have self cleaning.
Like the litter boxes.
Litter boxes. It's called the litter. I shouldn't. We can't promote them. The litter robot.
Why? You can promote whoever.
Why not?
The litter robot and is absolutely amazing. I think that's what it's called. But speaking of cats,
they leave hair everywhere. It ruined my furniture, things like that.
I'm definitely a dog person, but dogs do shed like crazy. Yeah. Like you have to vacuum almost every single day.
Not every breed, but yeah.
No, even the every ones, breed, even the short
no,
hair.
No, if they have fur instead of hair, then they don't shed.
And
you know, it's different.
No, my dog Bruno has fur and he sheds.
Then it's hair.
But it comes off in like clumps.
Yeah. They do shed.
Yeah.
Do you know that you can actually leave a trust for your pets, by the way? We do that too.
Really? So someone takes care of them, obviously.
Yeah, you set up a trust. You fund it.
Makes sense, right?
If I was rich, I would do that for sure.
No, but...
You don't have to be rich. You can buy a life insurance policy or a portion of a life insurance policy that... you know, takes care of them for, you know, the next 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, because animal insurance is really expensive.
Yeah, and, you know, not only that, you know, what happens a lot of times is, you know, they're not very well taken care of if something happens to you. Sometimes they end up in shelters and things like that.
Right, so if you plan for them, it's better.
Much better.
Yeah, it doesn't have to do with having to have money at all. It's just you tell people what you want to do with your dog, with your animal, and who you want to take care of it.
And if you... you know, we do this with tortoises because they live to be over 100. We do this with horses.
Whoa.
Birds live to be over 100. So
birds do live long.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, pets. You want to plan for them too.
Yeah, there you go. Even plants, folks. Or chickens or parrots, whatever you have. All right, Jerry Kane, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having us.
You're very informative, very helpful. And we strongly urge everybody to do something before October 18th. So you can actually get the money you deserve and that you have coming for you. And the website, once again, is estplan.com or call Jerry 818-905-6088. Jerry, thanks a lot.
Oh, my
Give
pleasure.
Our regards
Thank
to Karen
you.
And everything.
I will.
And Danny, I guess that's it for this week.
It is. What a short one.
Short week for us, huh? Well, you see, I should go on vacation more often. Then you won't have. You won't have to come to work every day.
I don't mind coming here, actually. It makes me feel like I've got some type of purpose.
There you go. All right, everybody. Have all a great weekend, and we'll catch you here on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.